All right, number nine. People have all the ability they need to succeed. And there are no unresourceful people, only unresourceful states. See, if we have all the ability we need to succeed, that means, and all the resources, it means we have all the resources we need to achieve our desired outcomes. So we believe in NLP that everyone has the ability to be able to do what they want to do, that they have the ability to succeed at whatever they want to succeed at. All that we need to do is either to add the resources necessary to allow them to be able to, or to get rid of what prevents them from being able to do it. Now, I think that that's a useful belief. I think that's a real useful belief for us to have. Let me give you a couple of examples of why I believe that's a real useful belief. First of all, it means there's no limitation in terms of a person's ability to learn. And I don't believe, by the way, in terms of intelligence, I don't think that intelligence rules the kind of grades that a kid gets in school. I do believe that there are useful strategies and there are unuseful strategies. For example, the 9-year-old boy that I worked with who wanted to be skateboard champion of his state, and he came to me and he said, I said to him, how do you spell success? And he looked downward and to the left as I looked at him. And of course, that's kinesthetic. And he was trying to spell success through his kinesthetics, which made a lot of sense for his skateboarding. But not really real good for making for spelling, which generally is done visually. So I showed him how to look up. I showed him how to access, using his eye patterns, how to access visual recall. And I said to him, I began by saying, how do you spell success? And he couldn't spell it. Well, he couldn't spell it because he was looking down and to the left as you look at him. So I showed him how to access visual recall, which essentially means as you look at the person, he was looking up and to the right. By the time I showed him how to put the word up there and literally get the word up into visual recall and use his eye patterns in the way that they were constructed, he was spelling it backward and forward like a champ. Recently, we worked with a 12-year-old girl, almost the same situation. She had ADD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder this time, and she was also dyslexic. And so we showed her in a matter of minutes how to spell success, and she was spelling it forward and backward, which, by the way, is the test. You can always tell the kids visualizing if you have them spell it backward. And we'll get on to this as we get into strategies. How do you actually work with a child and assist them in making a change in their spelling strategy so they can spell correctly? Now, here's the problem. Most of the people have been telling the kid, you can't do this, so you're stupid. And that's the kid isn't stupid. Anyone who's dealt with learning disabilities, you know that most people who are learning disabled are probably above average intelligence. It's not about the intelligence. It's simply about the learning strategy they're using. So we believe that all people have the ability to succeed inside themselves, that they have the ability inside themselves to succeed, that they have all the resources they need, and that we only need to put them in touch with those resources. Another issue here is that the fact is that the child has been brought up or has been told that they're not good or that they can't do this. And of course, a lot of times people are going to respond to that. It's a matter of your beliefs again, or the teacher's beliefs, reflecting on to the results that the child produces. And I really think that as you work with people, you're going to discover that if you change your own beliefs and you make your own beliefs more unlimited, what's going to happen is you'll produce way better results and so will your clients. Now, this is really interesting. Everyone's got the ability to learn. Human beings are learning machines. If we were to take a rat and put a rat in an enriched environment, in about 45 minutes, that rat's brain weight would change. An enriched environment means an environment where a rat has to learn something. Now, a human's brain is going to change in a matter of moments. If we put a human in an enriched environment where the human being is going to learn something, what will happen is that the human being will learn something and the brain weight will probably change in a matter of moments. When they cut open Einstein's brain after he died, they said, look at the size of this guy's brain. He had so much gray matter and his brain was heavier than the average brain. And so they said at the time, Einstein's brain was so much larger than the average person and that's why he thought the thoughts he did. But think about that for just a minute. Was Einstein's brain larger because... And that allowed him to think the thoughts he did? Or was it larger because he had thought the thoughts he had for his entire lifetime? Well, in NLP, of course, we believe that the brain is used and the use of that brain will increase the brain weight. In fact, there is some research to that. If you read Megabrain by Michael Hutchinson, 1986, and it's been revised since then. If you read Hutchinson, what you'll find is that just an enriched environment can change the thinking of a human being and also increase the brain weight. Which means that essentially the kinds of changes we make with a person will enrich their life and also enrich their ability to think. And if we do that, then the change that we make, there's no such thing as intelligence when it comes to performance. So, back to number 9, we do believe that people have all the resources they need to succeed and to produce the kind of changes and the kind of outcomes that they want to produce.